Blog Talk Radio.
When Sifu Robert and I decided to start the Dynamic Dojo radio show, we couldn't think of a better guest to start our flagship show than with Guru Lindsay Largusa.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the very first episode of the Dynamic Dojo radio show here on the Seika Network, the show for martial arts, fitness, and self-improvement. I'm Rosita DeJesus, and my brother and the art and co-host is Sifu Robert Steele. Sifu Bob, how you doing this evening?
I am doing wonderful. It's a great night. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really excited about the show.
Me too. For our inaugural episode, I can't think of a better guest than the guest that we're going to have today. So do you want to tell the listeners who our guest is going to be a little later, or shall I? I think you should do it.
Either way is fine. We can step on each other's words every now and then if you like. It's going to be Guru Lindsay Largusa, which is old-time martial arts, son of Ben Largusa. Godson of Flora Villa Brea.
Well, it looks like our special guest is on the line. So
nice.
I'm going to give the honors to you, Sifu Bob, if you would introduce our special guest.
Is he on yet, or are you ready to press that button?
The mic is on.
Guru Lindsay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Sifu Bob, and how you doing, Sifu Rosita?
I'm doing great. Nice to hear from you.
Congratulations on the Dynamic Dojo. What an awesome show. I got to listen to it a little bit and hear a little bit of your vision. It's really a good vision.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We're hoping
that...
Thank
you so much, sir.
Thank you. It's an honor to get the well wishes from you, because me and Bob, we're hoping that the show does... goes places, does well, and we hope that it can be a network for all martial artists and fitness professionals and anybody out there. So, yeah.
We had a wonderful interview with Guru Lindsay Largusa. We spoke about his background in the martial arts, his training, and his philosophy when it came to martial arts in general. And in his closing words at the end of our interview, he left us with a very great look at what self-defense meant to him.
If you think about it, we all taking the gender and the sexist part out of it. Self-defense is you're at a, we're all at a big disadvantage. Okay, because what we're trying to I think all martial artists with a good heart set, a good mindset, they're trying to end a horrible situation where everybody wins. I take down the bad guy. I don't get hurt. I don't get cut. I save my wife and family. I save my kids, the people in the neighborhood, the people in the theater, and everybody wins. And I just take down the bad guy with the least amount of harm. Okay, that's the ideal situation that you want to have, and that's very hard to do because. We're reactionary. You know what I mean? The person taking that aggressive stance, he's already going out there, and anybody can do that. It's proved in the news all the time. A kid, for whatever reason, takes a gun to school and starts shooting everybody. Of course he's going to hit people because that's not normal. People aren't expecting it. But we as martial artists, that's what we train for. The serious ones do. Like I know when I trained with a lot of the old grandmasters from the Philippines, they're almost maniacally serious, because they grew up around a lot of death. You learn from people in the third world countries, or the way they train, whether it's Central or South America where you can't carry guns, or Africa where you can't carry guns, they want to learn how to swing a stick and a machete or a big old bolo or a knife, because their life depends on it.
Sadly, a few days after this interview was recorded, Sifu Robert and I learned that Guru Lindsay had unexpectedly passed away.
I want to talk a little bit about a recent loss of a martial arts luminary. Just a couple days ago, we just heard that Guru Lindsay Largusa had passed on to be with the ancestors, and we show him the greatest respect. In fact, it was Sifu Bob that texted me a couple nights ago during class to let me know. I was pretty shocked. Weren't you, Bob?
Speechless. I was speechless. He was our first guest on our flagship show. Great guy. I was planning on meeting him next time I went to Vegas, and all of a sudden he's gone. It was a huge loss.
The loss of Guru Lindsay was indeed a shock to both Sifu Robert and I, in that we spoke with Guru Lindsay just a mere few days earlier. This first anniversary episode of the Dynamic Dojo radio show is dedicated to the family of Lindsay Largusa, as he was indeed a true legend in the martial arts, as was his father, Master Ben Largusa.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Dynamic Dojo Talk Radio Show with Rashida and Robert. Joining me on the helm is my brother in the martial arts, Sifu Robert Deal. Sifu Bob, how you doing today?
Hey, I am doing wonderful. I am really looking forward to this show. It's been a fun ride for the last year, hasn't it?
It's been a crazy cool ride, bro. It's been awesome. We've had an incredibly fun year. And, you know, I don't know why I keep thinking it was November 7th. It was November 11th. I don't know what I was thinking. But yeah, it's been a fun year. We've had loads of great guests and lots of great guest co-hosts, which, by the way, let's go ahead and bring our guest co-hosts on. I want to start by bringing on a Taekwondo instructor from Indiana. Mr. Doug Nowling is one of our special guest co-hosts tonight. Welcome, Doug. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us. And we also have Sifu Charles Shepherd of Ascension Martial Arts joining us. How you doing, Sifu Charles?
Oh, doing great. Thanks for having me on, and congrats for a full year. It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
It's not a full year until tomorrow, but we'll count it because it's tomorrow in the Philippines and the other side of the world. So, okay. Thanks for joining us. It's going to be a fun show, and thanks for joining us. Now, for our listeners out there, our phone number is 347-677-0699. It's a first anniversary party, folks, so feel free to call in and join the party. We've also got a chat board under this episode's show marquee on Blog Talk Radio. If you found us on Facebook, you're not going to be able to hit the chat board on that. You actually have to click the link and then scroll down a little bit under the show marquee on Blog Talk Radio, and you'll see a chat board there. Just go ahead and start typing in there if you want to say hello or anything like that. So 347-770-699, that's our phone number. Well, Bob, can you believe it's been a year? I can't. Where did the time go?
We say that about every show, though. We lasted 2 hours. At first couple shows, we didn't expect to go that long. We expected to go maybe 7:30. Mm-hmm. We've gone over. We've very rarely gone under on the show because we've had such wonderful guests. And, you know, I really want to put the props out to our guests. They're what made this show. Okay, tonight is about us because we did celebrate a year, but it's them. It's our guest co-hosts. It's it's everybody else that's really made the show what it has become.
Exactly, exactly. And for that, Sifu, Bob, and I really want to thank all of you out there that have shown all your support for the last year, have fanned us. Is that a word? See, I've been making up words all year. Who have liked our fan page on Facebook. I guess I can make it a verb, fan. But we thank everyone that has shown all their support and liked the show and listened and contributed and stuff like that, because without you guys, this network, the Seiken Network, and the Dynamic Dojo radio show and all of our other shows wouldn't be possible. And I'd like to talk a little bit about those other shows here in a little bit. But for those of you who are listening for the very first time and just found out about this first anniversary from Facebook, the first thing that I want to let people know about this show is that we like to have a lot of fun. I mean, Bob, joke around, and we hope that all of our co-hosts, you know, feel free to just sit back, kick back, chill out with us, and have some fun too. In fact, some of the shows we've had have been like borderline, like crazy. in fact, I've got like a little compilation. What was that? What was that, Charles?
I think Doug. All martial artists are a little on the crazy side to begin with. So
I think so.
We are. That's, and Rusty, I do want to put a shout out to Sifu Doug Wong. He is listening, and I hope he gets a chance to call it.
Awesome! Hi, Sifu Doug. Yay! Awesome. Well, I did put together like a little example of how nuts are not nuts, but kind of how fun crazy the show can be. So listen to this.
And the listeners that know us are probably like, I don't know. I don't want to get on the. I don't know if I want to be on the show with those weirdos. And they're martial artists. Really? They are? Oh my god. So if you're listening and you logged into the chat board and logged out because you thought you were listening to a bunch of crazy people, log back in and lighten up. So.
That's right.
Right.
If you don't like that, fine. You're listening to the wrong show.
This is off the subject, but do you guys over there, down there, have arrogant bastard ale?
I beg your pardon?
I think that's pretty much in every bar.
Well, just to put an image in their head, if we Skype this, I'd have to put a shirt on. So, see, that's just wrong.
That's right. And they'd say, Rusty, I've got a perfect face for radio, so that wouldn't be a good idea either.
Well, and then Rusty would have to put a top on, too. And then the whole thing, you know, it just goes right out the window.
Exactly.
Right.
Right. All right, let's get moving.
We just picked up 12 new listeners.
Yeah, we did.
Is that the Naked Dojos show?
You see, they are insane.
We have so much fun on this show, it ain't even funny. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, so that's kind of how we are on the show, everybody. So if you like the fun, you can be on the show.
And, of course, Guru West had to give us that really vivid visual of him shirtless.
No. I'm hoping he has the chin fall in. I hope so, too. Yeah, that's pretty funny. Well, before we get into our current events and stuff like that, I just want to remind our listeners a little bit about our phone number here, 347-677-0699. We have a few callers on hold, and believe me, we'll get to you in just a sec.
One of them is a past guest. That just messaged me on the board. Guru Mark Wiley is on the phone.
Oh, very cool. Well, we will get to you real soon here, Guru Mark. We just want to do some quick shout-outs real quick and birthdays, and then we'll get to Guru Mark. So I want to start off with a very heartfelt shout-out to a group of friends that I met in the Philippines. When we got there, we left the Philippines, my friend Lynn and I, who was a previous show host on the Seiken Network. We left for the Philippines October 22nd, and we came back the day that Typhoon Yolanda hit over there in the Philippines. But this particular family opened up their small house to me and Lynn, and their hospitality was just incredible. I mean, they only have two rooms in their house. And space is at a premium in the Philippines. I mean, you'd have to be rich to have a home comparable to, you know, any one of us here in the States, right? And they moved us into the only room in the house that had air conditioning. And so this shout out and heartfelt thanks goes out to Irene Valor, Baltazar de la Cruz, Carmen Abrazado, and Janine de Guzman, and the rest of the family, Ivan and Jules and Louie and everybody, for making our stay in Manila a very, very fun one. But, you know, Lynn and I did feel kind of bad that we felt that we were putting out of house and home pretty much, because they were feeding us and, you know, sleeping on the floor just so we could have, you know, one bedroom and stuff like that. So we ended up going to a hotel. And they were still bringing us food. So, you know, thank you, you guys. Oh, my goodness. Just awesome people. Awesome people. So thank you. Awesome. Well, that's my shout-out, Bob.
Well, my shout-out is going to be for the people who made our show what it is today. We've had an evolution in the show. Absolutely.
Yes.
We've had a renaissance. It's only a year old. We've already had a renaissance period.
Mm-hmm.
Our show guest list goes from alphabetically, is not the order of the show or anything else. We've had Girly Bad, Dana Abbott, Wes Bennett, Maria Bernal, Derek Bryan, Craig Carter. We also interviewed you, Rosita D'Antuz,
mm-hmm.
William Christopher Ford, Janet Goliger, Dan Hecht, Chris Kadamian, Lindsay Largusa, Renee Latoza, which was our last guest, Felix Macias, Mark Makita, Patrick McDaniel, John Mobley, Richard Norton, Richard Nunez, Laurie O'Connell, Robert Parham, Ed Parker Jr., Cecil People, Michael Rivera, Ron Sarchian, Mark Stewart, Daryl Vidal, Mark Wiley, Adam Winrich, Carrie Ogawa Wong, Douglas Wong, and Greg Woldridge. Now,
wow!
To go back, I know. Listen to that list. Isn't that amazing?
I know.
What we've done in the past year. Now, when we started the show, we were going to alternate between forum show and guests, right? That didn't work out.
We still throw the forum time format, but a lot of times they just turn into shows.
Exactly right. But our forum shows, all of them had great content. We've had a show on domestic violence, breast cancer awareness. We had a show live from PAMA that you did a few weeks ago. Traditional martial arts and MMA, organizing tournaments and competing, women in the martial arts, teaching children martial arts traditions and etiquette, stretching and nutrition for the martial artist, martial art of the gun, urban legend about martial arts, Masters Hall of Fame 2013 highlights, Masters Hall of Fame nominees. We had five parts to that show. We actually had five consecutive shows on it. Beginner's perspective in the martial arts, marketing of martial arts, specifically Tai Chi. And we had one show. The last on the list is Eastern versus Western martial arts training. What a ride. What a ride we've had.
What a ride. I'm really looking forward to doing more forum shows, especially the rant, rave, rap type of stuff.
Exactly.
That's always
fun. We've got listeners tonight. We've got callers. I'm jazzed. Tonight's going to be great. Can we take some callers, or do you want to go on with the... Let's do that.
Let's take pick the 267. All right, here we go. Area code 267. Who are we speaking with?
Mark Wiley.
Hi, Guru Mark. How are
you? How you doing, guys?
Doing pretty good.
I had a mental moment because I'm on my internet phone, which is 267, but my cell is 215, and I'm like, who lives in my same similar area? I forgot what phone I called in on. Oh, my goodness. Congratulations on your fun year.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that.
I will try and be funnier next time I'm on, or funny at all.
We had a fun time on that show.
We did. Yeah, we had a good time.
We had a great time.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know,
yeah.
When I was in the Philippines last month, Restita, I shot over to Hong Kong for the weekend, and Superstorm Usagi came in, and they closed the airport for 2 days. Get back to the Philippines, and it's flooded, you know.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. And now you're over there, and you got the, you know, that massive storm coming. You got out just in time. And it's just amazing. I mean, the devastation over there is crazy. So I hope I'll be doing part of a benefit seminar in Virginia on December 8th to raise money for the Philippine Red Cross. And I hope more people around the country can do some benefit seminars to help them rebuild. I mean, they just had their earthquake over there, and then now they've got this, and it's just crazy. And these people are, like you were saying, how hospitable they are, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they bring you into their home, and there's only two rooms, and they feed you, and they don't have any money, and it's just loving, kind people. So hopefully everyone can help and help everybody pull through it.
Yeah, I was actually thinking of doing something like that because, you know, after hearing about, like, the death toll and stuff like that, which we know is probably going to rise, I thought, oh, my gosh, I just got back. But, you know, it almost makes me want to hop on a plane and go back and help somehow.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how. So,
right.
You know, because I can't afford to go back right now.
Right.
You know, the least I can do is to hold benefit for the Red Cross over there. So
I'm going to try and find it. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll keep them strong. And you guys are doing a great job, really great job. And
thank you.
Yeah. Did you find your wallet? I saw your Facebook
post. Yes, I did. Oh, my gosh.
Like, where's
that
my wallet?
That was crazy. That was so nuts. I got home and I went, you got to be kidding. I didn't leave it in Korea, did I?
Right.
But no, I found it in the bottom of my luggage.
You found it, okay. I thought Bob took it. You know, he's like, 1 year, where's my cut, right?
Yeah, exactly, right?
Swipe the wallet.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah, fun year. And thank you so much for coming on as a guest. And we'd love to have you on again to talk a bit about Filipino martial arts and stuff like that. I think that would be great. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
And
enjoy.
Thank you. If you'd like to listen to the rest of the show, I'll just mute your mic.
Listen to it on my computer. I'm putting my little girl to bed, so it's not.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Like 9:30 out here on the East Coast. So
awesome.
Got to get my Brooke in bed for get up for school tomorrow. So.
All righty. Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow's Monday. I've lost the day. I still don't know what the day is. I'm still jet lagged.
Yep.
All right. Thanks.
Well, congratulations, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Take care.
Bye-bye.
You too. This is Doug again. Where did he say he was going to hold his benefit or try to hold a benefit at? In Virginia?
I hope Virginia. Yeah. In fact, what I'll try to do is get some information from him on Facebook a little bit later after he puts his daughter to bed. And then we'll go from there.
Yeah, we always try to promote any event like that, and I think martial artists in general always try to, I know the tsunami in Japan, earthquake and tsunami in Japan generated a lot of interest, so much so that there was so much money that was just left unaccounted for because they didn't coordinate, the events, and of course, the Red Cross is usually the first place to go to, and obviously I heard you mention that. So, if you could get that, we will put it up on our sites and get as much traffic going.
You bet.
Excellent. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and this is also a call to other martial artists. It doesn't have to be just Filipino martial artists, although that would be great. to see what you can do about holding, you know, seminars that can raise some money. Now, here in the United States, what we might think is a, you know, paltry amount, like $500 for a, you know, for a day of seminars, a lot of pesos over there. And
that's exactly right. Most places outside of the U.S., a dollar a day is what most and or less that people are living on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a good friend of mine in New York has been to North Korea several times as well, and other countries. And you're absolutely right. A dollar, $500 goes a very long way pretty much everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It will even go a long way in the U.S. now, but I totally agree with you there.
Yeah, yeah, because, like, I only took about $300 with me. So that's over 10,000 pesos. And if I remember correctly, I might be wrong, the median income for like a laborer or anything like that is, I think, about two. I don't remember. It's something like that. I could be wrong. So, you know, anyone, you know, any Filipinos out there, please correct me what the median income is over there. But it's a lot of money. $300 goes a long way. $100 goes a long way. So please, if anyone can help get the repair going over there in Southeast Asia, the Philippines and Vietnam. Hello, and also to help with the other places that were ravaged by the earthquake and Storm Usagi. Please do let us know on the Dynamic Dojo Facebook page, and we'll make sure we market your event. All right, well, we've got more callers, and hang on, callers. Please be patient with us. We will get to you. Let's go ahead and get through our birthdays real quick, and then we'll get to our next caller who looks like they're from Skype. So... It looks like Bob's in the room. So I'm going to go ahead and do the birthday. Bob, you're back.
I am back because we have a couple callers, and you see them marked on there. Let's go on to the birthdays. We've got Michael Dell, a good friend of ours from 29 Palms. His birthday is on the 11th. Bo Justice Gordon out of Colorado, his birthday is also on the 11th. Our good friend and past guest, Lori O'Connell Olson. Her birthday's on the 13th. A student of a friend of mine since they Scott Jacoby. His student Tony Swearingen is on the 14th. Ed Parker Jr.'s birthday is on the 15th. An old friend of mine, Tony Davis, is on the 16th. And it is the birthday of the United States Marine Corps, 238th year in service.
Woo! Yay! And this is for everyone as a birthday this week and the following week. This tune's for you.
It's your birthday. Michael's a two, yeah.
Happy birthday, everybody. Yay. All right. Well, looks like our keyboard is blowing up. So, Bob, why don't you go ahead and pick a line?
Pick a line. Let's go in order of receipt.
Okay.
This gentleman I'm going to bring on was on one of our other shows on the Seika Network, The Pocket List. And I called the show on Friday, and I know he would know who I was. So I call up, and I'm glad he laughed at this because I was going to be afraid. If he didn't know who this was, he was going to be awful upset. I call up, and I said, isn't Robert Parham? I've heard a lot about him. Isn't he just a pretty boy that can't get a real job? And he started laughing. So let me bring on my friend, my fellow ambassador, our fellow ambassador in the Masters Hall of Fame, Mr. Robert Parham. I'm bringing his mic live now. Robert, good evening.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Doing wonderful, my friend.
Oh,
we're
my God, all
I'm still
doing great.
That. You know it.
Can you imagine, though, if you didn't know who it was? Who is this guy
oh,
calling
I'm,
it?
I'm a peaceful loving guy. I'm a peaceful loving guy. But I would have hunted him down. Eventually, I would have got to him.
Oh my goodness, man! Mama, yeah.
Was our second guest.
Yes.
On the show.
I was going to ask, wasn't he our second guest? Yay! So another.
Another great person
to help launch us. That's awesome.
Yes, absolutely. You guys really have made the show, Robert, and I thank you for your friendship and thank you for what you've done for us.
Well, thank you, and, you know, happy anniversary to you guys. It's not too many people who do Blog Talk Radio shows that actually last out a whole year, so congratulations.
Woo! I wouldn't have to, like, make it, like, the seven-year thing, you know, for most businesses. But from what I've heard, you know, being on Blog Talk Radio and doing online radio and stuff like that, it is kind of tough. But, yeah, so I'm glad we made it. And definitely you've been one of our launch points there, Master Parham. So thank you for being a supporter. Uh-huh.
I'm always supporting you guys, always supporting things that are positive and the things that you guys are doing. You know, you guys are getting martial artists together to tell their stories, to share their stories, and to network, and that's what we have to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
Very true.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling, Master Parham.
All right, you guys take care.
Love you, brother.
Take care, man.
Bye-bye.
Well, the next one we're going to bring on, Sifu, is he listens to the show all the time. He's called in multiple times. He's probably called into the show more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his wife are great. It was funny. I hadn't seen them for like 20 years since the old IKF days.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started seeing them all the time. I started going to museums, started seeing them all the time. Museum Honor Awards. I didn't see him there last night for Sensei Bill's honor, but I run into him every now and then. And the old time martial arts, great people. Please help me welcome Sifu Douglas Wong to the show. I'm bringing his mic live. Sifu, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Robert? Hi, Rosita. How you
well,
doing?
Hi, Sifu Wong. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. I just got back from San Diego and Tijuana. That's why I wasn't there yesterday for Bill's Raisaki Day. So I just barely got in. 6 hours on the border waiting to get back over. That was crazy.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I knew I had to call in, you know, so wish you guys congratulations. And Carrie's on the other line also, I believe.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Sifu Carrie.
Sifu Carrie.
Congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you so much. You two have helped make it just a beautiful year, a wonderful year. And we always have so much fun. We talk with you two. Always.
Well, we appreciate it.
Well,
awesome.
I know you got
awesome.
A lot of guests coming up. So, you know, we just wanted to say hello. And I'll be listening to the rest of the show. I'll call you in later, and if you have any other thing, you know, if we're going to do with my good friend Angela Lee, you know, give me a buzz.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get on with her also at the same time.
Awesome. Yeah, I'd love that if I could have you both on again. That'd be great. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling Sifu Doug and Sifu Carrie.
Okay.
You have a good one. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
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 Right.
Bye, Sifu.
Right on. That was Sifu Doug and Carrie Wong. Awesome.
What wonderful people.
Yeah. Well, I want to turn our attention to our co-hosts that have been waiting very patiently. So patiently. I want to turn the mic word to our co-hosts, Doug Nowling and Charles Shepard. I want you guys to tell our listeners a little bit about each of your background. Why don't we go ahead and start with Doug, Master Doug, if you can just a little bit of information on what you teach, where you teach, and the type of stuff that you like to do and all that for our listeners.
Well, Sifu Bob and Rosita, thank you for having me on. It is an honor, especially it being your one-year anniversary. I am sorry for the passing of your friend. And my Taekwondo world, we just lost a great friend as well, by the name of Grandmaster Nam Tae Hee, who really jump-started Taekwondo in its early stages when it was considered Korean karate and then Pangsudo and Kongsudo. And so my heart goes out to Grandmaster Nam's family, his son Chris and his wife, and of course his extended family, because he has millions of students worldwide, and he did teach in countries such as Vietnam and dispatch instructors to the Philippines and laid over the Philippines quite a bit. So I just wanted to say that, they always come in threes, they say, as far as tragedies. Hopefully the typhoon was the first one. And then the passing of your friend and ours. Again, my name is Doug Nowing. I'm predominantly a Taekwondo instructor. Just like karate and the screamer and all the other martial arts, there's 1,000 variants. No one is better than the other. I do consider the art that I teach and practice and promote original. By no means does that mean it's better. It's just kind of a title. I teach when I can, wherever I can, as often as I can. Of course, due to my work schedule and recent knee surgery, that's been difficult. I started Korean karate back in 1977 and haven't stopped since. There are a lot better practitioners than me. I consider myself more of a Taekwondo historian these days if I may be so blunt, but my organization, the Kido Kwan, which I'm the director of, we have over 3,000 members worldwide. We're not the typical run-of-the-mill organization. And much like the radio show, sometimes we do it on script, sometimes we do it off script. Outside of that, I don't know what more I can tell you, other than, again, I'm honored to be here. Until recently, I didn't even know you existed, but a good friend of mine, we had talked about something like what you're doing for what we do and to get the histories out there and promote the open history and honesty in the arts, in all arts, specifically the Korean arts. So, of course, I jumped at the chance when I was offered this and was excited because we didn't know it was there. So I spent the last week listening to nearly every show you've had the last year, downloading all the podcasts, and I must say I've enjoyed all of them.
Thank you.
There was something, and, some of them, it's like any other thing. You're like, oh, what is this? I'm not going to be interested in it. But then when I listened to it, every one of your guests contributed something that was useful, every single one. And it worked because there was no pretense. There was no, I'm senior, I'm super grandmaster, or I'm super whatever. And so I really enjoyed that. I know I'm kind of babbling on here, but I just want to let you know that that's refreshing, because a lot of times to get information, especially in our art, for instructors such as myself, we're kind of kicked in the shin. We're told we're being rude or we're being disrespectful if we do it this way or that way. Well, when you have a show like yours, where you make it fun and there is no pretense, there is no you're going to call me Grandmaster Nowling, and by no means am I the Grandmaster, but I think what you're doing is positive, and I appreciate the opportunity to share in it, and And I hope to learn more from everybody that's here.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you so much. And, you know, if you're ever interested in doing something similar, we've got openings on our network.
Well, you know, I mean, to be perfectly honest, that's why I'm here.
Awesome.
You know, I don't even know how the network works, but for my group of friends and instructors, it is informational purposes only. We don't care about egos. We don't care about money. But there's so much history out there and so much intertwining, you know. After reading both your biographies, everything that, you know, from Wing Chun to Qigong Go and Muay Thai and Okinawan Tai, which Taekwondo has a direct lineage to, we're all related. We're all we're like cars. We're different car manufacturers. But ultimately, as one of your former guests' father would say, Ed Parker, a kick is a kick, a punch is a punch, and when, flesh meets flesh, it's serious. And every one of the arts can do that, but not every art promotes peace and honesty and difference it means so many things to so many people. But at the end of the day, we're the exact same. You hit me, I'm going to bleed. I hit you, you're going to bleed. And you're going to be mad. I'm going to be mad. So, again, that's predominantly why I'm here. I told as many people as I could, hey, listen, don't heckle me, though. So if they're listening, don't heckle.
Oh, we know that there are people that heckle us.
We
welcome it. We say bring it. No, that's exactly what our vision was when we started the show, is to not approach the show with a sense of pretense, because like you said, you know, in the end we all bleed red. It's just that some people have bled longer. But we're
absolutely,
technically, we're just all the same. And, you know, when Bob and I have gotten guests on, that I, as a teenager, really admired and looked up to when I was younger, when they, you know, when they come on the show, you know how it is where you're like a little nervous. You're like, oh, gosh, I looked up to this. Like Sifu Doug Wong and Sifu Kerry Wong and Ed Parker Jr. And, you know, what am I going to do? Right? But then they come on board and they're just like you and me. And each one of our guests remind us of that.
And the first one that I listened to was the one recently done with Ed Parker Jr. I had met him years ago in passing. And I only knew who he was because several years ago, he looked just like his father. You know, and he's lost quite a bit of weight, I think the last year or two, which is great. And I think he briefly talked about he's trying to be like his father, but not the same as his father. And one of the things that stood out and what kept me listening to all those other podcasts was exactly that. He's humble in a way that it was his own. And it wasn't fake, or at least it didn't sound fake to me, because some people are humble, but they're not fake humble. Again, that's because of that podcast, I kept listening, and it encouraged me more. And I've shared that with everybody, Well, not everybody. I'm sure that with several other people, they've done the same thing, downloaded the podcast, and they felt the same thing. Again, great job. I hope to be back on your second and third and fourth and tenth year show.
We'd love
maybe
it.
you'll help us in the Korean community, Korean martial art community, have our own talk show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we would love it if another style was brought into the network with a talk show. And like I said, you know, if you're interested in starting something up like that, you know, I'd be willing to hold a spot for you on our I forgot how many spots we have left. Bob can help me with that. He's good with that.
We still have three. We have Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, you know, we'd be happy to hold a spot for you because, you know, the big thing nowadays is MMA. I see a lot of, you know, stuff, even on Blog Talk Radio about MMA. I haven't seen much at all of the Korean arts. And we'd love to bring that on. We'd love to bring that on. But so whenever you're ready, if you're ever interested, we're for it.
Oh, see, who I wanted to point out, do you know what I learned from Ed Parker Jr.? I'm never going to give an up and coming guest a list of the questions I'm going to ask him ever again. Because he just went out. I didn't get asked anything because he read the questions and answered them one right after the other after the other after the other. It was funny. Oh my God.
But I, you know what? What was funny is I didn't notice it until like halfway through and realized, wow, that does take some skill. The answer that he did, because the questions that we asked, that we actually had on our notes, listeners, they were pretty like separate, you know, different subject kind of questions. Somehow, some way, Master Parker managed to segue the conversation into the next question and then the next question, and I didn't notice that until the middle of the show, and I went, wow, that's genius.
I was under the impression he was just so good at it, you know, that he just kept talking, so that's great.
Yeah, absolute genius. I thought that was really cool. I think we asked one question. I think that was the first one.
That's right, and he just went off.
It was really
unbelievable.
It was so cool. It was a cool show. Well, let's do this now. Let's hand the mic over to Sifu Charles Shepherd, Ascension Martial Arts in California. How you doing, Sifu Charles? Can you let our listeners know a little bit about your martial arts background and where you're teaching, what you're teaching, and all that good stuff?
Okay, well, here I go. Although the master over there is a very hard act to follow, but I will do my best.
Right on.
Oh, are you still there?
Yep. Hello. Uh-oh.
We asked him and he leaves.
His call dropped. I think he must have, he'll call back, I hope.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Yeah, he'll call back. So in the meantime, though, while he's calling back, let's go do some other stuff. So why don't we go ahead and go to the health. Why not?
Go ahead.
All right. So I posted this particular link on the Dynamic Dojo Facebook page, but I kind of want to read this health news again. This is about what is your fitness age? Excuse me, listeners. I've got like this cold, so if I start coughing and sniffling, please bear with me. Now, we all have a chronological age and a fitness age, and sometimes they match, sometimes they don't. So this article is about our fitness age. Now, it says trying to quantify your aerobic fitness is a daunting task. It usually requires access to an exercise physiology lab, but researchers at the Norwegian University of Science and Technology in Trondheim have developed a remarkably low-tech means of precisely assessing aerobic fitness and estimating your quote-unquote fitness age, or how well your body feels relative to how well it should work given your age. The researchers evaluated almost 5,000 Norwegians between ages of 20 and 90 using mobile labs. They took about a dozen measurements, including height, body index, resting heart rate, HDL, and total cholesterol levels. Each person also filled out a lengthy lifestyle questionnaire. finally, each volunteer ran to the point of exhaustion on a treadmill to point his or her peak oxygen intake, also known as a VO2 max, or how well the body delivers oxygen to itself. VO2 max has been shown in large-scale studies to correlate with significantly augmented lifespan, even among elderly or overweight. In other words, VO2 max can indicate fitness age. Now, with all that information, in order to figure out how to estimate this VO2 max with the treadmill, wow, I just noticed that the board went completely nuts. It just blew up. So, well, hopefully we'll get to bring Charles back up here in a little bit, unless you find his number, Bob, and bring him on up.
Well, I think it's at the bottom, but let me check.
Okay, but back to the health news. In order to figure out how to estimate this VO2 max without a treadmill, I just had to comb through all of these results to determine which of the data points were most useful. You might expect that the most taxing physical tests would yield the most reliable results. However, instead, the researchers found that putting just five measurements, waist circumference, resting heart rate, frequency and intensity of exercise, age and sex into an algorithm, it allowed them to predict a person's VO2 max with noteworthy accuracy, according to their study that was published in the Journal of Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise. Now, I don't want to go into the whole rigmarole of what else that they did, but if you are interested in finding out what your fitness age is, all you got to do is go to the Dynamic Dojo Facebook page and look up my most recent post titled, What is Your Fitness Age? And you can click on a link to get an online calculator to find your fitness age. And I checked in as, quote, unquote, under 20. So apparently my fitness age is under 20 years old. So I found that to be pretty interesting because sometimes my knees makes me feel like more than that. But anyhow.
Yeah, it makes me go back to and think, was that machine broke?
Yeah. So, yeah, go check it out, listeners. It's actually pretty interesting. And a lot of times, though, you find that with some people that the numbers don't match. Because it all depends on weight and your intensity of exercise. So, for example, if you're like 59 years old, you might exercise every day, but if it's only like walking around the block once a day, it's probably going to be pretty similar to someone who's younger that exercises a bit more each day. It just depends on each person. So it's actually kind of interesting. So. Now that we have our co-host Charles back, sorry about that, Charles. It appears that your call dropped, or I dropped your call, or something. I don't know what happened.
Well, we have somebody from back east and somebody from the west coast. Before we go on to Charles, can we take a couple calls first?
Sure. Would
and
that be
okay,
Charles?
Bring him back.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Okay. Why don't you take the 818 call first? I'll have you take this one. I'll take the other one.
Okay. 818 area code 818. Last four digits, 2415. You're on Dynamic Dojo. Who's this?
Hi, Rosita. It's Jenny.
Hey, Jen. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm still severely jet-lagged, but I'm doing okay.
I could imagine that you are, yes. Yes, that's going to go on for quite a few more weeks, I'm sure. You're not going to get back to normal for a while.
Yeah,
Did you have a nice trip, though?
I did. I'm really happy that we got out just as the typhoon was coming into the Philippines. We had a great time, wonderful family, housed and fed us and took us around, which was great because, you know, they only had one car. And, you know, in the Philippines, even having a car is, you know.
Yeah, that's a luxury.
It's a luxury. And, you know, the head of the house, he made it a point to work his work schedule around us. And this was like, you know, with like maybe 2 hours notice. And I was like, wow,
that's
guys
nice.
Are, Yeah, these guys are just so awesome and stuff. But, you know, like I said, we felt bad that we were putting them out of house and home. We moved to a hotel, but then they kept saying, you didn't have to go, you know, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, these guys are so great. So, yay.
Well, you
thank
know.
You so much for calling. Yeah.
Well, you're pretty easy. You're a pretty easy house guest, so.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I didn't
well,
know
my,
that firsthand.
My dog, you're kind of tasty, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
anyway,
I
just want to say.
Oh, go ahead,
hello.
Jen. Hello.
Okay, I just want to say congratulations on a year of doing your shows, and here's to many more, and hope everything continues to go as great as it has.
Thank you so much, Jen. That means a lot. Thank you so much. Have a great rest of the day.
Okay, you too.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Right on. That was great of her to call. Right on.
And who was that? Who was that woman?
That was Jenny Deal, your wonderful wife.
Yes, absolutely. The next person we're going to bring on is a past guest, and he messaged me just now and said his fitness age must be about 110. Please help me welcome back to the show. He was on early on. He actually was the one who told me about Guru Lindsay's passing. I'm going to put his mic live. Please help me welcome Wes Bennett back to the show. Good morning. Good evening, Wes.
Good morning. What time zone are you in?
I don't know, man.
It's still morning for me. It's morning tomorrow still in my head.
Yeah. I was wondering if perhaps he had moved the show to Australia.
Oh, man. Did you hear a soundbite, Wes? We based one of our soundbites earlier on the show that you did with us.
Oh, no, I missed that.
And it's aptly titled A Bunch of Weirdos. It's
well, that's, you know, congratulations.
Oh, man. Oh.
I really had a blast when I was on the show. You know, the show has done so much in that year's time. I'm being a very small part, obviously, as being a guest one time. You guys have done great things, and I'm very proud of you.
Oh,
well,
thanks.
Thank you, sir. That's cool.
Thank
well,
you so
I know
much.
It's a lot of hard work. I do the radio gig every morning, so I know that's, you know, a little putting things to get a show on the air and putting all the stuff behind the scenes and everything else, that, you know, that takes a lot of work and a lot of effort on your part when you could easily be just sitting around eating donuts, getting a fitness age like mine. I'd rather have the donuts than the balloons. No offense. I'm sorry, but
I'm more in the mood for donuts rather than balut.
Yeah, I got dimples on my rear end that are bigger than that. Anyway, sad but true. My wife pointed that out to me. Thank you very much, honey.
Oh, gosh. You know what I just noticed?
Something about eating that half-developed duck lips that just freaks me out. I don't.
You know what I noticed? It's kind of like the last time you were on, I had this weird thing with my voice and I was coughing up a lung, and it's happening again because
you're allergic
just making
to me. Congratulations on that.
Okay, one
She's
more.
She's allergic
one
to fat Cherokees. Well, you know.
God.
Breathe, seafood, breathe.
Oh, gosh.
Just keep breathing.
Okay.
Just in and out, in and out. Breathing in and out.
In and out. In and out. Qigong.
It's a really
it's
bad
free.
Richard Simmons video.
Yeah. or a bad other kind of video. But anyway.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You West Coast people, I swear.
I haven't looked at the chat board yet. I bet the chat board's going, what the hell?
Yeah. Yes, yes. You're welcome.
Oh, my God, yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that your best Southern California accent, really?
That's tried. I tried.
Just a little dude.
Yeah. See, this is our show, folks. We love to have fun. We love to have fun. We can be just as serious as any other martial artist, though, especially depending on, you know, what we're talking about. But, you know, this is what we live for. We live for having guests like Guru Wes Bennett. We live for having him on the show. We live for just kicking back and relaxing and stuff.
And being honest about stuff. That's what I like
yeah.
about your show, too, is that, you know, you face subjects that sometimes not everybody is a real big fan of talking about. And I think sometimes it takes that bravery to say, hey, you know, not everybody is a CJO. Stop titling yourselves.
Yeah. Right. I forgot what a show that was.
You know, I mean, that's one of the things that's important about the show is because it makes us start conversations amongst ourselves. And conversations that need to be had.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. Conversations amongst ourselves as opposed to conversations that are about other people.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, because it's like, you know, we've all been there, everyone. You know, our co-hosts have, I'm sure. And anyone that's listening, we've all met those people. The people that introduce themselves as master,
professor. I could show you a list
professor.
A mile long.
Yeah, you know, and it kind of makes you wonder, it kind of like, you know, I probably would have guessed that you are a gate master, but now that you had to self-tell yourself, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, who introduces themselves on the phone that way? Who does that? I don't understand.
I notice when I call you, you don't answer, Master DeJesus, how are you?
Well, number one, I think it sounds stupid, you know. and number two, it's just like, you know, whatever, you know. Now, do I give that back to everybody else? Yeah. You know, if someone's earned the title, I will, you know, call them master unless they tell me not to, which has been all of our guests.
Which I think most of us are guilty of. And not to label it as false humility, because I think every one of your guests has earned the titles that they have, have acquired. But we also are not the ones that are, well... without getting too heavy about it, putting out goofy videos where we go, look, I must be 745 because I've mastered 25 different martial arts.
Right.
My mustache is longer than my feet. It's amazing.
That's right.
I'm still working on mastering the one that I'm involved in, so I'm going to stick with that.
Right. I hear you. Oh my! But you know, you.
And at no time did Guru Lucky ever say, "Hey, call me Master." Neither did Guru Ted. Both of them were masters in my book.
Mm-hmm.
I recently have been lucky enough to work with a professor from the Lantiao organization. I think extremely highly of him. I refer to him as professor, and he usually, you know, corrects me and says, no, just, and says his name, you know, and I don't want to throw his name out there because it's just a great guy, you know, and very humble, not somebody who walks around, you know, look, I've got this, you know, belt and it's purple. And it's,
it's so black that it's purple.
It's just amazing. And you know, it's just not one thing. We eat at Zippy's, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm serious. Oh, my goodness.
but anyway,
you know, you've definitely, you know, helped make the show just, you know, full of laughter and so much fun. And I've yet to figure out when we've had a show where there was no laughter, even like with our serious subjects.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. You know, and that's
I've never been to one of your classes, but I would imagine that your teaching persona is exactly like your on-air persona, and you probably teach with humor as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm a dork, yes.
Yeah, me too. Me too. And I think my students know that, and they learn better from that.
They do. They do. Because, you know, as special arts instructors, we all know that, you know, when something resonates with a student, then, you know, the learning comes so much more easier rather than, like, making sure that you're tiptoeing around the grand poobah matter or making sure you don't say the wrong thing. You know, and showing respect in a way that comes naturally rather than, like, you know, forced or you know what, or contrived or anything like that. You know,
sure.
That's when learning really, really happens. And yeah, it's great to meet up with other instructors that are the same way. So, but thank you so much for calling.
Like I said, we're all just a bunch of weirdos. And I noticed
after Robert
brought on the ringer of his wife, he's been very quiet now. I noticed some definite quiet. What's going on over there at the deal house?
You put a great disturbance in the force.
Oh, she fed him chili. I see what's happening.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Anyway, congratulations on the one-year anniversary.
Thank you, sir.
And God bless you. Say some prayers for one of my students. He's fighting leukemia at this time.
And having
a rough go of it, you know, not to bring everybody down, but he's 28, and he's a strong cowboy kind of guy, and I just want everybody to please remember Zach in prayers.
Well, you
Absolutely.
Are our thought, Zach. Yeah. Come on, bro.
I appreciate it. And, of course, we're praying for everybody in the Philippines as well. What a tragedy that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, yes. Thanks for all the prayers, everybody.
Many salutes, and God bless. You guys have another great year ahead.
You betcha.
Sir.
Thank you so much. And that was Guru.
Why is it every time I hear Guru West, I feel like I need to be chewing some tobacco?
I don't know. I think I just did my 1,000 sit-ups for the day laughing. Okay. All right. 347-677-0699. I'd like to turn the mic over back to Sifu Charles, who was going to
I have one thing real quick, Rusty. They just messaged me, Mark. I'm never going to get in, Charles. No, this is real quick. Mark Stewart wishes us the best. He is unable to call in, though.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Guru Mark. Awesome. All right. Okay, now I'm going to turn the mic over to Sifu Charles.
Hey, no. I'm kidding, I'm sorry.
Because I want to hear from Charles. And the listeners are like, come on, we want to hear from Charles Shepard. All right. So,
you know, I don't even know how I'm going to top all this craziness, you know.
You know, okay, I got to tell the listeners a little bit. You know, your Facebook page is one of the funnest that I check every morning. I mean, your page is always so full of just fun stuff. It's crazy fun. So tell our listeners a little bit about what you teach, you know, how long you've been teaching, you know, your training and all that other kind of stuff, and let's get on with the party. We're going to have some fun later. It'll be cool.
All right. Well, what I teach is a mixture of stuff, or actually we call it Shaolin Kung Fu. So essentially, alerts. We teach a mixture of systems. I'm one of those guys that's trained in like 35, 37 different systems. And each had value. It's like one wasn't better than the other. I could see advantages and disadvantages. And, you know, if you had that right mindset, yes, you'd be like really good. Like, you know, for instance, Taekwondo, you know, your Filipino martial arts. But sometimes there's always something a little bit lacking. And, you know, like, you guys, you kind of add into your system and, you know, you realize there might be a weakness, so as you add in, suddenly your martial arts are much stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, martial arts is about teaching people bunch of different snippets of systems, and then when they reach black belt, it's like, okay, well, you love the Black Tiger system. Here's all the material. Here's all the information. This is how you break that. That's where you stick the finger into the eye. Now go master it. So I'm kind of more of a historian than any real master of any system. I know enough of each system to teach it, but eventually I look for the person with the right spirit, and then I pass it on to them. Being mediocre in all these systems, it's easier for me to switch. You know, like I have some Wing Chun brothers that like to come over and, you know, beat the crud out of me. And once they latch into their little rhythm, then I'll instantly switch to like Stone Monkey, or I try to avoid these Shingy because he grows in the ribs. But, you know, they just let me switch and I'm like, oh, what the heck? You know, how do we fight this? And then they run back to their old practice and they come back stronger.
When they come back stronger, that's the part that hurts. Now, how long have you been teaching?
I have been teaching Shaolin Kung Fu about 7 years now. I actually spent 12 years teaching Ishinru Karate for a long time. Every system I've been in, eventually I end up teaching back.
Very cool.
I started at the age of 6. And actually, I started because I loved it, but my parents were determined to burn it out of my system. You know, that's what you do with kids. They want to go do this. It's like, hey, go do that. Burn it out of your system. It's just a fad. And we used to move an awful lot, so I started it. So then I went to Shorinru Karate, and every time my parents moved, they stuck me into another system determined to burn it out of me. And that's the one thing they failed at. So, but I kept going, and I kept trying to get closer and closer to the original forms, because all my Okinawan systems, it's like, oh, you know, this comes from China. Finally found Shaolin, the Black Tiger system, the White Crane, all these different systems I trained in. I was hoping to find one I'd be really good at, and it never happened. But I've been in a lot
Very
of different
cool.
systems where, you know, people take themselves so serious, and it's like, that's a lot of hassle.
Right.
All these different titles, and I'd get confused, and people would get insulted, and I started teaching Ascension Martial Arts, I got this little blurb on titles. It's like titles really aren't demanded. They're a sign of respect. When you're addressing an upper rank, depending on your respect, you use these certain titles. And I recently had a guy from Shitoru come in and want to train with us. And he's like, oh, you know, what's your title? What should I call you? And I'm like, oh, you know, it really doesn't matter to me. Just call me on time for dinner. That's all I care about. And we explain to him. It's like, you know, when people come in, they start with master, but then they train 3-4 years, start getting some skill under their belt, and they realize, oh, yeah, he's not all that. And they start using their first name and call me different titles, and that's fine. And, you know, I can't even remember what title I'm supposed to be anymore. So we have a good time. We laugh an awful lot. We take our training serious, but, you know, other than that, just have a good time, get together. And that's kind of why I like you and Sifu Robert. You know, you're a real bunch of goofballs.
Yep.
Hall of Fame. Realize, Sifu Stita really knows a wrist lock really, really well. I think I'm still recovering from that, as a matter of fact. And if Robert and his face grabs, oh, boy. That's what I enjoy about it. Like, they have a good time, and we walk away with bruises, and it's great.
Yeah, it was just so much fun, you know, like at Masters Hall of Fame, we're all like all decked out in tuxedos and, you know, formal dress and stuff like that, and here we are at our table just being dorks, and it was just, it was coolest thing ever. Oh my goodness, that's so awesome. Well, I'm really glad that you and Doug are joining us as co-hosts for this show. It's an honor to have you guys on. So right on. Well, Bob, let's go ahead and see what line that you want to answer today on the phone.
One line is just listening, so I'm going to take 213. He has helped us out incredibly. He was a guest co-host twice now. He called in during Rene Latosa's interview last week. He was our co-host for Mark Stewart's show. And I can't remember the other show he was a co-host for. Let me bring him on. This is, help me welcome to the show, my brother, my longtime workout partner since the 90s,
Mr. Kimo Kiyoki. Kimo, good evening.
Hi, good afternoon. Good
evening. Hello.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Sifu Resti. You made it back safely, so that's really good to hear.
Thank you.
You guys have a nice Sunday.
Yeah, pretty much. I've had a cold. In fact, I caught a cold on a plane coming back. I was ordered to stay home by my Tai Chi instructor because I was supposed to teach a private lesson with her kids, and she called me and said, "You're staying home." And I went, "Okay."
Well, that's smart.
Yeah.
Well, heal swiftly. Geez, that's too bad. Sometimes you need a vacation from a vacation and having
that's
a cold,
exactly
stuff.
It. That's exactly yeah. it. That's why I'm not starting to teach until tomorrow. I took Friday, Saturday, and today off, and hopefully tomorrow I should be okay, maybe. So we'll see.
Well, the show's pretty lively tonight. It sounds great.
Yeah, it's been really fun so far tonight, and it's been fun the whole year. It's been great to have you on as a co-host and stuff. You know, one of these days, I'd love to have you on as a co-host while I'm here. Because you've always been on when I'm gone somewhere, something like that, and I can call in. So.
Well, I'd be delighted. I would love it myself.
That would be so cool if we could do something like that. What do you think, Bob?
I'm sorry, I was muted. I was in the green room.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just saying that, you know, what I think would be really cool, because I would want Kimo on as a guest co-host while I'm here. Because I hadn't hit him up yet.
You know I'm going to be gone on the 1st because I'm driving in the Hollywood Christmas Parade.
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah, how exciting. You know, it's kind of funny that they shoot so far in advance. I've done two of those, and they're a lot of fun, but it's really weird because it's a Christmas parade that takes place a month before Christmas, just about. So
that's okay. They started Christmas caroling in the Philippines when I was there. A whole bunch of kids in Santa hats are doing their, you know, business-to-business caroling, and I was like, wow, really? Really?
It's not even Thanksgiving.
I know, right? I was like, wow, they got started early, but I don't know, lots of businesses for them to carol at, I guess. I don't know. So, yeah, but, yeah, it's been an awesome year, and thank you so much for kind of taking the helm with Robert when I've been gone, and I'd like to see if Bill's gone. I think it would be cool one of these days to have you on when all three of us are on. We'll have to figure that out.
Okay.
That would be awesome, too.
Awesome.
It has been an honor. So you guys have a good night, and congratulations and happy anniversary again. Would love to play with you all again.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kimo.
Have a good night, you guys.
Right on. Good night. And that was Kimo Kiyoke. Right on. All right. Well, the phones are blowing up, Bob. Pick a line, any line. What do you want?
Well, I do have one line coming on. And you're right. The phone is absolutely blowing up tonight. Let me bring on my good friend, one of my instructors, my grandmaster, my Isoki. I want to know if he noticed that about what Charles was saying about the phase grab, about Sifu Bob's face grab, that was specifically from the Masters this year, and I'll let him tell you who I got that from. Please help me welcome again to the show. He's actually been on, he's been a caller, he's been a guest twice, actually three times with the MMA show. Let me bring him on right now, Mr. Soki Greg Woldrich.
Hey!
Hey,
brother.
Hello!
Happy anniversary, you guys. Great job you're doing, and it's been a great year.
Yeah, it has.
It has been, sir.
Awesome.
It has been.
It's been
yeah.
awesome. It's been an awesome year. Thank you so much, Soke, for being a part of our year. It's been a joy to have you on our show.
Oh, I love you guys. You know, you guys embody the spirit of the martial arts. You're passionate, you're dedicated, and you have enormously large hearts. And I think sometimes we tend to forget a little bit about that. And so it's a great show to be a part of. You know, anything that moves the legacy down the road in an inclusive manner is something that's always good to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Wow, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. And so Sifu Bob, the fake grab, is that, I gather that's something that you got from Soke.
Yeah.
I love that face grab. It like covers every major point on your head, and it's like awesome.
Well, for some, you know, it's funny. I think if you live in the kind of in the real world where you have to use certain levels of force as a part of your job and part of your lifestyle, unfortunately, there are certain tricks of simplicity that make things easy and effective. You know, and the truth about reality is the simpler it is, the more effective it's going to be. Face grabbing is literally just grabbing somebody by the face.
Mm-hmm.
It allows you a couple things. You know, the face grab, one rule of body mechanics and body movement is, you know, where the head goes, the body follows. You know, typically the body's in power when it's in alignment, meaning the head is in line with the shoulders, in line with the hips, everything is strong, everybody's based, people are can be very powerful. But the minute you tweak the head off the axis, the minute you turn the head away from the body, you distort that power base. So, and what that does is, it for a brief second, as soon as you zap the head and turn the head a certain direction, you know, it kind of confuses the brain for a second, and the body and the mind are trying to kind of refine themselves. But by the time you even get close, you've already moved into three or four other maneuvers. But the beauty is that, you know, face grabbing allows you to palm strike into a grab. It allows you to work into soft tissue attack, meaning anything above the eyes, under the eyes, the nose, cheeks, lips. You know, so you're getting two actions in one. I get the impact, I get the grab, and then my third action is I'm getting the directional movement. So I'm always looking to move you off your axis points. I'm always moving you back over your heels, but not into your power base. I'm going to turn your face one way or another, which is going to turn the body while I'm moving you back over your heels. But the beauty is that it can be very gentle in a sense. Meaning I can just grab you and turn you, take you off a bar stool, or I can take you out of a chair or out of a room, or I can likewise use that in a far more intensive manner. So face grabbing is really very effective because it allows you to work the palms, the fingers, directional movement, impacting soft tissue issues. Because people don't realize is that, you know, God gave us these incredible tools, our hands, that allow us to do not just one thing at a time, but multiple things at a time. You know, you look at a typical boxer or a typical fist fighter, you know, we think about throwing a strike, which is a one-dimensional movement. I hit you with a fist, it recoils off. I hit you again with another fist. It's still one movement for one movement. But when I palm strike you, I get the palm strike, the fingers rip through, I get the tear, and now I manipulate off to a direction. I'm getting three actions in one movement. So the open hand allows you the dexterity and flexibility that is very, very effective in the real world, especially if you're dealing with multiple men, because multiple men deals a lot with barricading one man against another, you using one man against somebody else while I'm going against the third guy. So when I'm looking to move one man in one direction, you know, you're going to zap him in the head, turn him off his axis, and move him very easily into other people. It allows me not to get too involved with highly technical approaches. It allows me to keep a very high shock value with a very upfront, dominant approach to taking what it is that you need to take. And, you know, so, and plus people just don't know how to deal with being grabbed in the face. But just remember, if I'm grabbing you, if my right hand is face grabbing you, my left hand is checking into your right arm. So I'll be checking in just above your elbow while I'm face grabbing you with the right hand and tweaking you off the access point. And whether I'm moving through you or I'm putting you into somebody else, or I'm just going to spin you into a control maneuver to talk to you to calm you down, whether I'm removing you or whether I'm trying to get you to de-escalate from hurting somebody else, it allows me to play whatever level I want to play, from controlling levels of force to injuring levels of force to lethal levels of force. And it's one concept that allows you to run the gamut. And that's something that you got to really value if you live in the professional use of force realm, because there are a lot of that give you that flexibility. But that's kind of a broad stroke on face grabbing. I'm not sure if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it made sense. And what I've always liked about, you know, you being a guest is that you bring that raw sense of reality. You remind the listeners that the street is the street, the dojo is the dojo, and that there is, you know, the raw sense of reality that many people forget about when they're in their dojo, in their nice, safe, you know, environment with their karate uniforms on or whatever on, and their, you know, structured, you know, training drills if they have any. And it's either that, you know, that the street is the street. And, you know, that's what we love to do. We love to bring people on like yourself that remind the listeners that, hey, you know what, you know, drills are great, but, you know, you got to know how to do them, you know, in a real street situation. And that's why we love having you on. That's just so awesome. Thank you so much for calling and wishing us a happy year, because you've been a great part of that. So, okay, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Selkie. Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, the last guest you had on, you know, he was a real treat to listen to. You know, because, you know, I think we're blessed to be part of a martial family that has so many different expressions. And you know what? And everybody has a story, and everybody has what they've done for themselves to achieve, to find their voice, to find their expression. And you know what, one, you know, you can't be effective out there in the real world if you haven't put your time in the dojo, if you don't understand the ABC fundamentals, if you don't understand, you know, see, you know, Bob and I talk quite a bit, you know, we always say, you know, you can't fake the mat. You cannot fake the mat. If you want to be effective in the real world, you have to put in the work in the dojo. And that takes years and commitment. And, you know, for me, this is 39 years in the martial arts. And I look back at that, and it's all been just fabulous and fun. And, you know, you don't think about training hard. You just love to train. You do it, you know, just like your last caller had stated, you know, his parents tried to kind of train it out of him. And every time they moved him to another school, he loved that. So he was born to do it. You know, he was born. It's a part of who he is. And as for all of us, the same way. I remember when I was a brown belt testing for my black, one of my senseis had, you know, it was maybe about 8 hours into the test, and, you know, and I got kicked between the legs, and I was having a lot of trouble. And let's just say I wasn't feeling all that well, and we weren't even close to being done, I don't think. And, you know, she looked at me, and she said, you know, Greg, you don't choose the martial arts. The martial arts choose you and your children. And that saying is really stuck with me, because the martial arts it reaches out to certain people, and it kind of just sticks its hands into our insides, and it just grabs a hold of us. And no matter what we do, we can't shake it. You try to shake it, you can't. It's an effort and futility, you know. You know, I love this show because it brings many people in the martial arts from varied cultures and varied views together to share a common love, a common passion. And you guys have done a great job.
Thank you so much for calling. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, you know, happy anniversary to you guys, and love you to death, and I look forward to many more shows.
Thank you, sir. Awesome. And that was Soke Greg Wilderidge. Well, hey, Bob, let's do this. Charles and Doug, let's do this real quick. Let's just take a really, 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 really short break because I can't be in the restroom.
Yeah, I know.
All right? I was like, ugh. So for listeners out there, our phone number here is 347-677-0699. We've got a couple more callers on the line. We've got one of our previous guest co-hosts with us and some other callers, and we'll get to those calls in a sec. And in the meantime, though, let's go ahead and just listen to a short 2.5 minute break. We'll be back in a couple shape of lamb's tail. We'll be right back after this.
Dear parents, much of what we learn in this world comes directly from you.
Whatever your message is, it will become part of us forever.
Please teach us to accept one another. Teach us to respect one another.
Please, do not fill our minds with hatred. Do not expose us to bigotry.
Do not teach us to judge each other
by race,
religion,
orientation,
or the color of our skin.
Teach us the concept of tolerance.
Teach us to understand one another.
Teach us to accept people
of different cultures
and persons with different beliefs than yours.
Please help us to create a world
where every man, woman, and child is treated equally.
Dear parents,
please don't teach us words of hate.
We learn from you every moment.
If you use certain words
which might be hurtful to others,
we will repeat that word.
Please don't show us acts of hate. If you act against people of different faith, we will repeat your actions.
Dear parents, we are your children.
And we are relying on you
to help us create a world where every person is tolerant of one another.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better. And kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
And now, on with the show.
All right, and we are back. And if you're just now tuning in,
what Bennett says, we ain't right.
We ain't right.
What Bennett says,
right.
We just ain't right.
What?
Meaning, we're not.
I know what he means. We think you guys just ain't right. Yeah, we not right. Yeah. I love him. I love you, man.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Join the party on.
So why don't you bring on Depp, and then I'll bring on the guy from Jersey.
All right. Sounds good. All right. So one of our previous guest co-hosts and freak listener and board participant is Deb Evans, calling from the other side of the Puget Sound.
I'm good.
Good.
Hello?
Awesome. Thanks for... Hello. Can you hear us? Can you hear us? We can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Awesome.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. What commercial was that that had that
Verizon.
Had the
Verizon.
That's right. Yeah. Well,
yep.
Now that question is being asked by every major carrier. But... Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Thanks so much for calling in, Deb. So, wow, you know, you've been a part of this past year, like, all obviously on the chat board and listening whenever you could. I don't think you've missed very many shows. And, wow, thank you for being such a great supporter.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, not a problem. It's not like I have much else to do on a Sunday night, you know. I think a couple times that I missed, I was actually on a trip on the motorcycle, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How is that motorcycle doing?
Oh, it's doing great.
Awesome.
I'm having a blast.
Very
last
cool.
weekend we went all the way to Mount Vernon. Went
wow.
up to Port Angeles, took the Coopville ferry, and drove up the length of Whidbey Island. I saw some buffalo.
Oh, what?
There's buffalo on Whidbey Island.
What?
Yeah, somebody owns buffalo on Whidbey Island.
Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa. I wouldn't have. Wow, okay.
I saw him at the corner of my eye, and I looked. Sure enough, it was buffalo. And my husband, you know, he gets all trained on what's right ahead of him. He misses all the good stuff.
Right, right. Oh, my gosh. That's pretty amazing, actually. That's wow. Wow. Well, I'm glad the riding's doing pretty good. And you know, thanks for joining us on this ride, you know, on this awesome year, you know, and listening in and being an ardent fan and stuff like that. And helping make the chat board, like, really fun. Because Deb posts a lot on the chat board, and sometimes, you know, sometimes I don't get to look at the chat board all often, but sometimes Deb will put up, like, little ninja faces and smiley faces, and you know, and just keep me awake.
I always have
you know.
Fun with those little smiley faces.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, and, yeah, and, you know, Deb
every once in a while I put
thing.
The one up that's sticking out the tongue, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and you've made the show very great, and, you know, you were a part of our actual, not only were you a co-host, you were a guest a couple times. You were on our Women in the Martial Arts show, I believe, you were also on, oh, my goodness, what was the other show? It was
The traditional versus MMA
traditional
type thing.
Traditional versus MMA, yes.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
You know, your input on that was very cool. So thanks for being part of the year. Awesome.
Thanks
so
for having
since
me.
You
it
were
was,
a
it was
co-host,
great fun.
Yeah, since you were a co-host in the past, I'm going to go ahead and leave your mic on to join Charles and Doug as co-hosts. And you know, in a way, I kind of feel bad that Doug and Charles have been able to talk all that much because everyone's been calling in. So yeah. I kind of want
to. They just gotta learn to chime right in there.
So I kind of want to take a break.
Don't be shy, guys.
Right now, I mean, we do want to get to this caller from 908. But so far, up until now, Doug and Charles, you know, what do you think so far? Pretty fun junk, eh?
It's pretty fun. It is. It is. And like Deb said, what else are we gonna do on a Sunday night?
Exactly.
either prepare for the upcoming week or sit back for 2 hours and realize that there are more like me out there who want to have fun, but yet at the same time we can turn the switch off and talk about something serious, and then the switch flips back on to something goofy. So
yeah, exactly. Now, before I forget, Doug and Charles, do you guys have any upcoming events within the next month or so? Let's start with Doug. You guys, do you have any events or seminars or anything like that you'd like to announce?
I do not have anything coming up that I can think of off the top of my head. However, anything of importance like that will always be on our organization site, which is KidoKwan, KidoKwan.org. We try to put everything up there. We promote more other events than we promote ours. You know, we kind of network that way in reverse. You know, one of the things that obviously we're going to be promoting now is Dynamic Dojo Talk Radio. And encouraging our members to get involved, you know, and then maybe, well, the goal is to spawn off a Korean version of what you guys are doing. So,
That would
very
be
cool.
Very awesome. That would be very awesome. Cool. All right. And Charles, do you have any events or seminars or special classes or new classes that you've added to your school?
We're pretty much done for the year. Once Thanksgiving in December hits, it's, you know, Silicon Valley, everybody's kind of spotty. The last thing coming up, December 30th, our end-of-the-year workout. So At the end of every year, I have one of my crazy workouts that I allow the students to come into and say, here you go, 30 minutes, see if you can survive. And,
what a good way to bring in the new year, sweat it out. I mean, how cool is that?
For instance, last year's workout, it's based on the Navy SEAL physical requirements. Two of us that actually made it through. I still had my broken foot at that time, so it was a real struggle to get through that one.
Yeah, I haven't a year workout in forever. You just gave me a great idea.
Well, you know, if you're in town, come on in. It's going to be an easy one.
Well, considering that I didn't do anything in the Philippines for 2 weeks, I'm kind of out of shape, so the thought about doing a crazy workout kind of made me... oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's the same with us, too. It gets on us all around this time. All right. Well, let's take it over to Bob, who's going to open the phone line for someone else.
Very cool. Well, we've got an extremely patient gentleman calling us from New Jersey.
Extremely patient.
His name's George. I'm going to bring his mic up. George, good evening.
Hey, how are you?
Am I on?
I'm on,
you
huh?
You are on the air. Thank you for
being patient.
Thanks for holding.
Oh, no. Well, isn't patience something that the martial arts teaches us, right? listening to one of your previous guests with so much substance about different techniques and the realities of, you know, when we might have to rely on our physical training to get us through a tough spot, I said, how am I going to get on and follow that with me talking about the history of Taekwondo? But you know, then I had the perfect segue, because then you were talking about bringing Doug in, and Doug, one of your guest co-hosts, and I, you know, him and I are very obsessed with correcting the record with the Taekwondo's history, and I don't think I know any martial artist that ever joined a dojo or dojang or took up training for martial arts for a history lesson. And, you know, most history lessons are very boring. It's just, you know, facts, who did what and when. But Taekwondo's history is so confusing and has been distorted for so many different reasons that, you know, we really have to have the record set straight, because they estimate 50, 70, maybe up to 90 million people around the world practice Taekwondo. I have no idea how to come up with those figures, but, I mean, it's a lot of people. And those people really have to pay homage to these Koreans that took this martial art and disseminated all around the world. And they're getting older. Colonel Nam Tae-hee, as Doug Nowling said earlier, just passed away a couple of days ago. He was 84 years old, and General Choi Hong-hee, his 95th birthday, if he was still alive, would have been yesterday. So, you know, there's really a lot of reason to credit these guys before, you know, they pass as well. And because of all the Japanese occupation and the war between the two Koreas, there's been so many reasons why it's been muddled and distorted and used for a lot of different political propaganda purposes. But, you know, like I said, Doug and I are very obsessed with trying to, you know, get the truth out, because in the end, we're all doing very much the same thing. But these distortions have really caused a great divide in the Taekwondo community. So it's about time for that to end and people to realize that there are things that make us different and unique, maybe in our styles, but when it all boils down to, and one of the guests earlier said it, a kick is a kick and a punch is a punch. And if we just concentrate more on the things that we have in common, we'll see that very little separates us. But that's my two cents for whatever it's worth.
Yeah, I would love to see a show like that. In fact, Deb Evans, who is on the line with us right now, wrote on the chat board, "I love history." And I said, "I do too." You know, and, you know, like I had said earlier at the beginning of the show, you know, there's a lot of, you know, martial arts on online radio, specifically Blog Talk, which is the most, you know, popular right now. But you don't see much of Taekwondo. You don't see much of the Korean art.
Well,
or even or even the other, you know, Japanese, Vietnamese arts and stuff. It's MMA. Not that I'm not against MMA. I love MMA like the next guy. But it's a lot of MMA. And I would love to see a show that's that would be geared toward like the Korean arts.
Well,
and,
you know, see, and it's ironic that you mention that, because when Taekwondo was first developed in the Korean army in the 50s, it was a mix of the martial arts that were available to those Koreans during that time period. And it was, you know, the fact that they were in the military and they were using it for combat purposes was the best filter, because if something worked, it stayed in. If it didn't work, it was eliminated. But over the years, there's been so much commercialization and there's been so much emphasis on sport that a lot of the original techniques and intentions were disregarded by the future generations. So if the present day and the future generations understood the history, maybe they can get back some of that focus back into their training.
That would be very cool.
And George, I couldn't agree with you. George Vitale there and I have spent hours on phone and in person and emails and texts. Obviously, we're passionate about the Korean side, but that makes us de facto passionate about everything that got the Korean martial arts where they are today. And obviously, that's going to be the Japanese. The Vietnamese people were a big part of it in the 60s and 50s. The Chinese were a big part of it, you know, prior to the Japanese occupation and now today. And one of the only way to promote that harmony, is to, you know, we have a website. The Kido Kwan website has probably more history on it than any other one, if I may brag about that a little bit. George has promoted the true history as best he can, but we're two people in two different areas of the world trying to come together. And like I said earlier, when I was asked to do this, I was like, well, George and I had discussed that type of format, and yes, let's do it. You know, so we kind of, I kind of had a motive there, but at the same time, we are exactly the same. And as one of the previous guests was talking about titles, you know, titles do nothing but divide. And a title is important, but only when you're in uniform and only when you're receiving instruction. Outside of that, a title, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But you know, again, I appreciate the opportunity to get to, I wouldn't say preach, although I'm sure some might, the opportunity to discuss this.
And Doug, I'd like to jump in and say, you know, with the Taekwondo, since it came from the military and you're a military man, you know, we're overwhelmed with titles, you know, because of that military protocol. But you know what? The titles have taken on a life of their own. It's like the Steve McQueen movie from the late 50s, The Blob. I mean, they just keep growing because we never had grandmaster. It was just master. Then there was one grandmaster. Now there's so many that they have supreme grandmaster, chief grandmaster, great grandmaster, really, really great grandmaster. And it's just taken on, you know, a life of its own. But, you know, the one thing I would like to follow up is – we're so concerned with our government here in America, and I would imagine in most democracies around the world, about openness, and we really rail against cover-ups. And what's been going on in South Korea, which is now a democracy, it wasn't before, is a cover-up. They're actually covering up the true history of Taekwondo, and it's a sin. It's tragic because people that have done wonderful things just for the actual teaching of students all around the world have been ignored, and they're dying. And it's sad that they've distorted the history, and they cling to a myth that it's 2,000 years old. And one of the reasons, to be quite brutally honest, is because the Koreans have such ill feelings towards the Japanese for the brutal occupation, and the Koreans went to Japan during the occupation and learned karate, and from that karate evolved Taekwondo. So they just don't want that truth to get out, and it's a shame. They should acknowledge where these guys have their roots from, but then they should highlight how they've moved away from those roots and even make a case why, you know, we're different or better, or we enhanced or we improved, or however they want to spin it. But it's terrible that, you know, this cover-up continues, and very deserving people pass away, like Colonel Nam Tae-hee, and people just don't know who he was, and it's a shame. It really is. It's sad. And it's, you know, it's frustrating, you know, from our standpoint, but it also angers me. You know, it's just, it's not the way it's supposed to be. Somebody holds the door for you, what do you say? Thank you. You know, when I still, when I'm on the train or bus and a woman comes in, I give her my seat, because that's what I was trained. It was just educated by my parents to do. And when somebody does something for you, you say thank you. And these guys need to be thanked, and it's terrible that, you know, and it's not a boring story, you know, with the KCIA and KGB. I mean, there's all kinds of things that went on because of the Cold War, and, you know, the Cold War ended in the 90s, but not in the Korean Peninsula. It's still alive and well. So these things are continuing to happen now, and it's a shame that we let these outside influences mess up with our art. And, you know, I think the time has come to, you know, put a stop to that. And this blog talk radio, the internet in general, has been so powerful as a medium of communication to get the true history out. South Koreans graduate from universities earning a bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree in Taekwondo and sports science, and they're dispatched around the world. They come to America, and they're finding out the true history of Taekwondo because they're not learning it in these universities. It's infuriating.
and George, to follow up with that, that's true with all martial arts in the world today. The Americas, specifically the United States and even Canada, is the storing house for traditional martial arts. In Japan, traditional martial arts doesn't exist, although a little bit more than in Korea. And in China, it doesn't exist like it does in the United States or in North America. So you're right as far as the Koreans in South Korea. They learn Taekwondo. They get a PhD in Taekwondo, come to the United States, and they find out that majority of the founders of Taekwondo have lived and died here. You know, and the same thing with Japanese karate. A good majority of the early traditional practitioners have come to the United States. Same thing with Kung Fu, and then you got visionaries like Bruce Lee, and then you kind of have your eccentrics like Steven Seagal, who brought a traditional martial art, and even though people may think he's kind of crazy today.
Hey, even our President Teddy Roosevelt was a big judo man, and, I mean, he was president at the turn of the last century. You know?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I hate to butt in, you guys. I hate that we've got like 5 minutes left to our show.
No problem.
We've got 5 minutes left to air time. But you know,
well, congratulations on your first year, and great. Good luck in the future.
Thank
yes.
you.
I'm going to hang up now and let you guys finish up. Have a great night. Thank you. Bye now.
Actually, George, hang on for just a second. What I'd love to see – oh, he's gone. What I'd love to see
gone.
That maybe you can pass a message on is that love to have a show, an introductory show with you two on it, George and Doug, on it, to kind of give a teaser as to the type of discussion. Because I was starting to get interested, and all of a sudden, like, you know, thing on the board goes, you have 5 minutes left. I'm like, oh crap!
So
you think that would be the ability, Doug?
You get George and I in the same room. You know, I promise you, we can go 2 hours, 24 hours, 36 hours. That's not a problem.
Awesome.
You tell us
when. Good. Good. Because I
want to.
I'll schedule that with you guys. That'd be great, like in the next couple of weeks or something. All right. Well, in our last minutes, I'd like to bring on show hosts from our other shows here on the same from Legacy Forum. We've got Rose Jimenez from Violet Reiki Radio.
What?
And we've got...
Oh, thank you.
And we've got April Vidal of The Bucket List joining us. Hi, everybody. Hi, Harry. Hi, Rose. Hi, April.
Hello there.
Hi, Rusty. Happy anniversary, guys.
Yay.
Oh, thank you.
Yay.
Love it.
Anniversary.
What fun. What fun. And this year was adding these great new show hosts to the Sacred Network. Harry's show is a great show. I think all of our listeners should also check out Harry's show. It's on Monday nights at, and I forgot what time. Is it 9 o'clock?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Absolutely. 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Pacific.
Awesome.
And we try to cover a broad range of subjects to allow martial artists to know that there is life besides the martial arts. There is nutritional values that you need to be considered, as well as
mm-hmm.
fiscal responsibility that oftentimes we don't talk about in the dojo.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I think all of our listeners should check out that show as well. And Rose, your show is on what day time?
My show is on, if I'm doing things correctly and not in a Mercury retrograde fog, Thursday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yay. Listen to this. It's all about the spiritual practice of Reiki. And our newest addition to the Seiken Network is Miss April. When is
Yay.
Your show? Yay.
Yay. My show is at 9 o'clock Pacific time, 9 to 10 o'clock on Friday morning. And I just wanted to let the other two show hosts know that I have listened to their show as well and find their shows very interesting and informative. And I'm enjoying listening to their shows along with the Dynamic Dojo. And much congratulations to us all.
Yeah.
Yay.
Now for Doug and Charles, do you guys have any questions for our show hosts or anything like that?
I don't this evening, no.
Okay.
Oh, bummer. Yep. We've got the answers.
Well, I'm so busy taking notes, I wouldn't even know what to ask for first.
Well, I'll tell you what, call into my show sometime, The Bucket List. Friday morning.
I
at
sure
night.
Will.
Love to hear what your bucket list is.
Such a fun show.
I actually
listened
to three of those the other day.
Fun shows.
Pardon me?
Fun shows.
I had actually listened to three of those bucket lists the other day because they're tied in or were linked into the Dynamic Dojo. So when I clicked on it and it wasn't Dynamic Dojo, I was like, but I did listen, so.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's so much fun. And
I wanted to also let you know very, very briefly, today, celebrating Veterans Day, it was the, we went to church and lunch and to the cemetery in honor of and memory of Daryl, my husband's father. It's his third anniversary not being with us. But in the church, they talked all about the typhoon in the Philippines, and our family all placed some donations towards that to help those families there. And I wanted you to know that. I had thought about you.
Very
cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So
I wanted
very
to let you know
cool.
that.
Awesome.
Well, we're probably going to end up going over,
Rusty. Well, actually, we're just going to end it.
Nice. Okay,
well,
perfect timing.
I hope from one. Thank you, everyone, for a wonderful year. Thanks for playing in, everybody. We will see everybody next week. Happy anniversary to us. Yay. Hey, we'll
happy anniversary again, and thank you guys so much. Bye-bye.
Oh,
happy
thank
anniversary.
You. Happy anniversary. Happy Veterans Day. Bye-bye.
Hey,
bye-bye.
Let's party. What a party.
party, party, party. We need a party, darn it. No party? Deb wanted cake.
No party.
No party, Deb wanted cake. Oh, well.
Yeah, I wanted ice cream, too.
Yeah, you do. Carrie,
and
you
Lumpia.
Want cake? Lumpia. No? Okay. I throw a sucky, sorry party. I don't even bring food. Damn.
Yeah, you do. I'm telling you.
There's no Lumpia in Punset.
I know. There's no
I'll bring the rum.
To go for this party.
I'll bring the rum for the rum cake.
Oh, okay.
Who needs the cake?
Who needs the cake?
I was going to say, you better bring a spoon around the pieces, Robert.
Oh, that's my camper. Oh. Good night, everybody.
Good night, you guys. Have a good night and happy anniversary. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.